Allen. 12:04 on the little yellow clock. And a big shout out, thanks to Jay Love's Family Show. Jay, the last couple hours, he's going to be in and out here the next little while. Hopefully we get a regular spot out of him. Great show. Today on the High Noon Show, we got some reports coming at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for all your weather, traffic, puddle, laundry, and stump reports. Beverly's Comedy Corner is going to be starting up a little earlier than normal, sometime in the next 20, 30, 40 minutes, first half of the show. And we're going to be ending a bit early today, about 1:30. But that's neither here nor there at this point. Right now, all you got to worry about is winning that free lunch from Chef Ben's Cafe, open today at the Hall until 2 p.m. So if you're feeling peckish, if you're feeling like some free, delicious Tom Yum soup, chicken and mushroom Tom Yum soup, you're going to want to keep your finger by the trigger, 335-0902. Today's trivia is Hornby related. You ever heard of that place? So we're going to do a quick set before we do the trivia. And then we're going to do give your chance to win at Chef Ben's Cafe. As well as the Tom Yum, there is slow smoked chicken thighs served with mac and cheese and house greens, and also a steak sandwich. It's a strip loin, New York cut strip loin on toasted multigrain with caramelized onions and a side salad. So if you are into free lunch, I don't know if you're into that type of thing, you're going to want to stay tuned and answer that Hornby trivia when it drops in about 15 minutes. First off, let's get into some country inspired by J Love's Family Show. This is Billy Joe Shaver on 96.5 The Chuffer.
that's the bottom line. Yeah, I have a lot of fun, don't you? And living with you is a ball of a time. Hey, beauty, when the mood gets you down, you bottom lips fear dragging on the ground. That's when I gotta play the clown for you. Black humor made you kick your boots.
Slice of heaven.
sandwiches are beautiful. Sandwiches are
fun. Hello, Hornby Island.
I like sandwiches. I eat them all the time.
You know what that means. It's time for lunch lottery. And today's question is Hornby related. Now, you might be wondering who just wandered into the studio. Beverly, how are you going to compete in the lunch lottery if you're sitting here in the studio with me? Okay, hold on. Let's try to get this sorted out here. Something's all messed up. Let's make sure we got this all sorted out. Okay, speaking of that mic there, Beverly. Can you hear me?
Yes.
But can they hear you? That is the question. Hopefully they can. I guess you're just praying that Brett doesn't call in right now. I don't think that mic is working. Why don't you speak into this one with me, okay?
Oh, all right. Yes, I am hoping that Brett doesn't phone in, but I want to hold on to my lead, but I'll be a good sports person and go with whatever happens.
Okay, well, let's get this trivia question out there for everybody so they can start calling in, flooding the phone lines. Everybody knows that Hornby was named after Sir Geoffrey Thomas Phipps Hornby, right? But what was it named before that? That is the question, 3350902. And there's actually two answers, and I'll accept either. You got any idea, Beverly? Any idea at all? Someone's got an idea. Okay. Do you know how to press in that button over there? Press that button in for me.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Who's calling today?
It's Jazmeyer here.
Jazmeyer, how are you doing today?
Good.
Hold on a sec, Jazmeyer, before you answer.
Okay.
Got to put on some trivia music here for you.
Oh, great.
Okay, now, Jazmeyer, there's two different names that Hornby used to be called. You probably already know about that.
Maybe.
Okay, what is your answer?
Well, the First Nation's name was Jadaik, or H, I don't know how to say it right.
That's absolutely correct.
And it's like, and then there was another name. What it really meant was hole in the cloud also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. The other name was a Spanish name we also would have accepted, Isla de Lorena.
Lorena Vineyard.
Correct. Yeah, I think that's why they named it that. And that was named after the Spanish finance minister.
Great.
Not very romantic.
No.
Yeah, Lorena was that guy's name. They named it after him. Okay. Thank you for calling, Jazmeyer.
I'm not coming down for lunch.
You're not, but you can come in another day.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I would say,
what do you want to do?
I'm very fond of Beverly. Give it to her today.
Beverly, did you hear that?
On me.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. I think Chef Ben's going to be sick of your face pretty soon here, Beverly.
Oh, well, you got a pretty great menu, it sounds like.
It looks really good. Thanks, Jazmeyer. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And thanks for your donation.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Well, Beverly, looks like it's your lucky day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do a couple bit of music here, and then we're going to go straight into Comedy Corner. Considering Beverly is already here in studio. Popped in a little early, no problem at all. Do a couple songs and stay tuned here to 96.5 for some jokes in about 10 minutes. Here's David Bowie on The Chuffer.
Breaking blind.
Hornby Island. We're back. And that was John and Roy, Every Night. And before that, Breaking Glass by David Bowie. And with me in studio now is Beverly for Comedy Corner. It's Comedy Corner, folks. Now, we had a little bit of technical difficulties with this second microphone. So we're going to try that again. Beverly, speaking to the mic there. Let's see if they can hear us now. Nothing. I'm not hearing anything. Nothing. Okay. We're going to abandon that idea. And we're going to go to the Sharesy mic. Okay? So, without further ado, here are Beverly's jokes.
Okay. I hope you find these funny. They're from the internet. Going with the theme of t-shirts, and this is some that were on women's t-shirts, but they can work for anybody. Some of them are more specifically to women, but anyway, I'll just start. Of course I don't look busy. I did it right the first time. Why do people with closed minds always open their mouths? Don't start with me. You will not win. I like that one in particular. I'm one of those bad things that happens to good people. Sorry if I looked interested. I'm not. Warning, I have an attitude and I know how to use it. You have the right to remain silent, so please shut up. And two more. Next mood swing, 5 minutes. And then, I don't believe in miracles, I rely on them. And that's it for today. And then we're going to do some failed romances, romantic gestures. Next week.
Failed romantic gestures.
Failed.
Failed.
Yeah.
Okay, failed romantic gestures. Well, that's something to look forward to. So tune in next week, folks, for another Comedy Corner with Beverly. Thanks a lot for joining me, Beverly.
Yeah, thank you.
And enjoy that delicious Tom Yum soup from Chef Ben's. Now, weren't you already there once today?
I went in earlier and had my win from last week, so now I have to wait another week. And it was, the soup was absolutely delicious. Tons of ginger and tons of chicken. So anybody feeling a bit hungry, head down there.
All right, nice plug for Chef Ben's Cafe. Open today till 2 p.m. at the Hall. Another quick plug. One of our sponsors here at the station, Lizard Old Garden Design. Liz Earl the Pearl. Do you know Liz Earl, Beverly?
No, I don't think so. Maybe by sight.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But anyway, Liz Earl, thank you for donating to CHFR and the Hornby Island Community Radio Society. Without your generous sponsorship, we couldn't keep the lights on here. And if you want to help out a little bit with a small donation, you can just get your annual membership. It's only $20. And you can get that from Albini. If you don't know Albini, you can be reached by email. His address is albini@telus.net. Or you can give him a call at his home, 3252. All right, Hornby Island, let's get into some more music here. We've already got the Sizzle Truck contest, formerly known as the Sizzle Truck Sweepstakes, out of the way, and Comedy Corner, and it's only 12:33. So, but that's all good because the show's only going to go to about 1:30 today. Then there'll be a brief interlude of DJ Hal before Ed Heppner does about an hour of Soapbox Radio. And then later this afternoon, the after-school program will be continuing from 3:15 to 4:30. So stay tuned for that. Our young DJs of the future will be in here 3:15 to 4:30. Let's get into a request. This one's going out to Jay and Courtney, and it's De La Soul, Say No Go, right here on the Chuffer, 96.5, Hornby Island's number one station.
down to the skit. A baby is brought into a world of pits. And if we could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this, the mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the old into a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic. Cause Schumer should have raced it in the first wave. Cause second wave from believers and believers will walk to it then even talk to it and say. None of that, tell him what to say, Mace.
Bedroom wall, but I'm above the rim, and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop rhymes cause you couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said. You let yourself go, he said.
Insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Kool-Tang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. Wow. But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run their yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging up in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just elope. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass jack is really so on ice. The character is a man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
Listen to the High Noon Show, Johnny?
Yeah, I love the High Noon Show. What's that about, Robbie?
What station is it on again?
I think it's about on the Chuffer, CHFR, the Chuffer.
What accent is that you're saying it in?
It's like a really weird one. It's like a really weird one.
So it's the CHFR.
CHFR.
The Chuffer.
The Chuffer.
In... Like, when do you listen to it again?
At high noon. At the noon. At the noon hour.
What day of the week, though?
I think it's like in the middle of the week.
No, it's towards the beginning of the week, but not quite the beginning.
It's like Wednesday.
One day before?
It's like Tuesday.
Tuesday! Tuesday at noon. The Chuffer.
That you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Cause when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. worth for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the rumor, got picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh snap, guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Talking into this machine seems amazing. It's CHFR 96.5. The Chuffer. Talk you're to listening it. To it.
We got
wow, we hear
at the same time
yelling at
we love
me
you, Benny.
Too.
Ben Peterson forever.
Who
96.5
Chuffer. The Chuff 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 Chuffer.
Talk more junk than Sarah Sales. I jet propel at a rate to complicate the mental state as I invade the masquerade. They couldn't fade with the clipper blade. 10 years in the trade is not enough, you can't cut it. I let you take a swing and you butted for an easy out. I leave him seized with doubt of exceeding. My name is Booty Brown and I'm proceeding, leading. They try to follow but they shallow and hollow. I can see right through them like an empty 40 bottle of OE. They have no key or no clue to the game at all. Now they washed up, hung out to dry, standing looking stupid, wondering why, man. It was the fame that they tried to get. Now they walking around talking about represent and keep it real, but I got to appeal cause they existed in the fantasy when holding it still.
Rock-a-bye, baby. Listen to your heartbeat pumping to a fine. Ravine of all things, it's the vein of a shrine. Omissions impossible, impossible, cause I'm headed for a new sector 365. Days from now, I'll wipe the sweat from my eye. And each and every tree will stick or fall from the skies of my cloud nine. From homies all the way to six, no matter how fine. Controlling it, this rolling way to wreck a proud mind. You hold it in your hands and watch a man start crying. Tear after tear in the puppet man's hands. Every time you take a stance, you do the puppet man's dance.
dance and the world's at a standstill. Deep in broken Mansville, trapped in the book with an anvil still. Killing yourself and dogging your health. You ain't amphibious, so grab a hold of yourself.
But through my will, my flow still will spill. Toxic, slick, to shock, sick like electrocute. When I execute acutely over the rhythm on those that pollute, extra dosages is what I gotta give them. Got them mad and trembling, cause I've been up in my lab assembling missiles to bomb the enemy, because they envy me in the making of my mad currency. Currently, I think we're in the state of an emergency, cause niggas done sold they souls and now they souls is hollow. And I think they can't follow, they can't swallow the truth because it hurts. This is how I put it down, this is my earth, my turf. The worth of my birth is a billion, and you know what time it is, I'm gonna make a million. Yeah, you know what time is it, yeah.
We all like to welcome you here to this little flight. Now entering 50,000 feet. Get you higher in the sky. All day and all night. You have to enjoy the ride. The whole lifetime of the real rides. Now if you are to look out your right window, you will see a map. There's Lab Cap in California, right over there. We're just now flying over Hollywood. Getting a good glimpse now. Hold on now. Little turbulence, little turbulence. We're going down. We're going down. Where's Quentin? Looks like you're gonna have to grab the parachutes. It's time to drop down. Lab cabin, California. That'll be the spot. We just blew an engine. We're going down. It's going down. It's going down. It's going down. It's going down. Only the real survive. Only the real survive. Survive. Only the real survive. Drop. Stand. Drop. Yeah. Infinity. 1,000 feet. 900 feet. 500 feet. Ground zero.
Benny P.
We want the one that gives us.
What? You can't just have blank.
The truth.
The truth. Get. Do you give us the truth, bro? Hey, Benny, do you give us the truth?
He gives us the truth on Hornby. I love.
All right. CHFR, the Chuffer.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
start my day. A past so filled with promise. Before I lost my way. Oh, that's okay. And I'm alright. I guess I'll be lost again for one more night. Ooh, and that's alright. I'm okay. Oh, well, all the trust for one more day.
Town, what do you like? It's 96.5 CHFR at noon on Tuesday. Talk to me about the ins and outs of that.
I like to fly out to the West Coast. Yeah, it's just me and my mouse. Yeah, I like to fly up to the West Coast and listen to the High Noon Show. The High Noon Show. Don't you?
Okay, this is like moments that are gone without any sort of sound. We can't do that, I don't think. So, CHFR.
Jump.
The Chuff.
The Chuff.
Keep going there.
Chuff, 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 chuff.
Thank you.
Hello, Hornby Island. It's 102, and you know what that means. It's time for some reports. First off today, let's get to the weather real quick. It's drizzly and shitty out and a little bit wet, a little bit chilly. I recommend hanging by the fire if you can. Traffic report. Traffic's all clear. Puddles. Quite a few puddles out there in the parking lot at Joe King, so watch your step as you're crossing the parking lot. Laundry room. It's just over there. All three washers are free for use, and one dryer in use. So right now, excuse me, availability, three washers, one dryer. Now, if you've been following along with the stump reports, you know that that stump down at Whaling Station Bay has been slowly moving up the beach the last several months, and doesn't look like it's going anywhere anytime soon. It's kind of protected from the southerly winds. It's kind of in the north end of the beach, so it's protected from those southerly winds, and it gets pushed in by the northerly winds. So it's just inching up, it really is really lodged in there good. So let's go now live to the beach, and we have a report with a visitor, Nathan. Hello, are you there?
Hello, now we are here on Whaling Station Bay, and why don't you tell the folks at home who you are?
I'm Nathan, and from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
And you've been overlooking the stump for the better part of a week now, and do you have anything to report on the stump?
Yes, we paddled on the paddleboard out to the stump yesterday evening.
Oh, that's good.
And climbed up on and dove off, and I realized that it seemed possible to swim under the log, which I tried to get our 10-year-old daughter to do, and she declined.
Probably a smart move by your daughter.
Yes, but then when I asked her to double dog dare me to do it, she said no, it was too dangerous.
You asked her to double dog dare you.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned that you might have seen some movement of the stump at high tide.
Yes, it was fixed by one leg of the stump, and the rest of it was definitely floating and moving around. You could bounce on it.
Fascinating, fascinating. Okay, well, we will keep everyone at home updated on stump proceedings here at Whaling Station Bay, and thank you, Nathan, for that stump report.
You bet.
Thanks for the live team there at Whaling Station Bay. Some fine work there. Okay, that's it for reports. It's 105, 96.5, the Chuffer, live from Hornby Island. We got a bit of more music. We're going to end the High Noon show early today at about 1:30, and Hal will take over until Ed Heppner's in at 2:00. So let's do some more music. Here's the Blues Brothers, She Caught the Katie, right here on the Chuffer. Left me a mule to ride.
Hi, it's Pam Anderson from Ladysmith, and I'm listening to The High Noon Show with Ben Forever. Tommy and I, we've been listening to Ben forever. 96.5 CHFR, The Chuffer.
This big old moon.
just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
Hornby Island. That was 10cc, I'm Not in Love. And before that, Widemouth Mason, Sugarcane. And we kicked it off with the Blues Brothers, She Caught the Katie. And right now, it's time for some quick community announcements before I leave you for the day. As I'm sure you've all heard, Herring Fest is happening this week. It starts tomorrow. Tons of stuff happening. Tomorrow and the rest of the week, right through the 10th, which is next Tuesday, there are sea life boat rides on Grant Scott's good ship Sun Corona. Rides are by donation. You have to register online. So visit conservancyhornbyisland.org to book in for some boat rides. They're happening three times a day from Ford Cove, 10, 12, and 2. That all starts tomorrow, Wednesday the 4th. Thursday, there's an art show opening and readings. Visit the website to learn more about it. Friday, there's films, filmmakers, and performance happening. Saturday is Herring School all day. There's a bunch of speakers from doctors and biologists to hereditary chiefs of the Comox and Pentlatch, and also a Q&A panel discussion on Saturday afternoon. And then Saturday night is the Herring Ball Dance, doors at 7, live music from Luke Wallace, the Songbirds, and Jeff Rubina, DJ. It's a cash bar, and that's at the hall on Saturday night, 7 p.m. $15 online or $20 at the door. Herring Ball Saturday night. So get out there and check out some herring stuff. And then on Sunday is a peaceful shorefront demonstration and small boat flotilla Sunday afternoon at Ford Cove, 1 to 4. All right, that's about it. I got to take off early today. I'm going to leave you with, after one more song, got DJ Hal to lead into Ed Heppner at 2 for Soapbox Radio. And then at 3 o'clock, 3:15 or so, the after-school program will start. Scott Sweeney's putting that on with some of the next generation of DJs right here at CHFR. So I'll leave you with this track here. It's The Rudiments with Fatty Fatty, 96.5 Hornby Island's number one station.
How you like it now?